KJ Harris is a Ketchikan bartender who's been in the business a long time. That almost came to an end about 8 years ago when he felt a strong pain in his chest.
I had a heart attack, and they took me to Ketchikan General, and once they gave me this massive shot, the blood buster, clot buster, whatever they said, I had to go south, and I said, sure.
Harris is one of several thousand Alaskans medevaced each year because they need care not available near home. Southeast residents mostly use air ambulances from Airlift Northwest and Guardian Flight. Others, such as LifeMed Alaska, also serve the region. Shelley Deering is a flight nurse who's also Alaska Regional Manager for Airlift Northwest.
We do primarily cardiac patients out of Southeast Alaska. And then we do a fair amount of patients who are ill with an infection that gets beyond just the typical infection that can be handled with antibiotics.
You know, you have the flu season, the respiratory season, that's always facilitates a number of transport needs. And then also occasionally neuro patients are transported.
Shannon Pollack is Vice President of Business for Salt Lake City-based Air Medical Resource Group. That's the parent company of Guardian Flight and five other air ambulance companies. The medevac starts when a patient arrives at a hospital or clinic in serious condition or just needs a higher level of care.
A physician or a primary care provider must make the determination that a patient needs to be transported from point A to point B.
Point B has to agree to take them. Then a medevac plane's called in, unless one's already on the ground.
So we have a single stretcher here.
Shelley Deering shows me the interior of an Airlift Northwest Learjet parked at the Juneau Airport.
We can monitor 12 leads for our cardiac patients. We can defibrillate them if we need to. We have a transport ventilator, so if somebody has a breathing tube in, that we can breathe for them on the way down to Seattle.
Some patients remember nothing because they're comatose or drugged, but Harris, the Ketchikan bartender, does.
It seemed like it took days to get from here to Seattle. I'm sure, a couple hours, but it took days.
The region's first air ambulance service was Airlift Northwest, which is part of the University of Washington Medical System. It's flown out of Seattle for more than 30 years, and it's based in aircraft in Juneau for more than half of that time. Last spring, it added a propeller-driven turbo commander, which can land at smaller airports. It picked up some competition about 10 years ago when Fairbanks-based Guardian Flight put aircraft in Sitka and Ketchikan. Pollack says it's become Alaska's largest medevac provider.
Like most of us that begin this service, it was in response to a need and not enough medical transport resources in place for the need.
Guardian uses Learjets plus more maneuverable King Air turboprops. Pollack says it has 11 planes at 7 bases from Ketchikan to Kotzebue.
We have more aircraft and more resources in the state of Alaska than Airlift Northwest does. Beyond that, I'm not exactly sure what the differences are.
Here's a couple. Airlift Northwest staffs its jets and planes with two highly trained flight nurses. Guardian uses one, plus a flight paramedic. And Airlift medevacs women with problem pregnancies. Guardian does not. Competition isn't the only challenge facing air ambulance operations. They're also carrying more patients in very bad shape.
We are able to care for sicker and sicker patients because treatments and medications are better than they used to be.
Jennifer Briner is Chief Nursing Officer at the Petersburg Medical Center.
In order for us to transfer somebody with a medical illness, they have to be very sick. So I think for sure they're sicker today when they're transported than they were 10, 15 years ago.
I think one of the big changes we've seen over the years is the cardiac care.
Shelley Deering of Airlift Northwest.
Patients who used to have a cardiac arrest didn't survive. And now we see more and more of those patients coming back into the communities. And most of the time, they come back to their previous state of health.
And with more services, with more aircraft, patients are getting where they need to go quicker. Guardian Flight's Shannon Pollack.
Unlike, 20, 30 years ago, I think patients are waiting a lot less than they were then for air medical transportation, even if all resources are flying at the time they need them.
Insurance is another challenge for Alaska's medevac industry. It's important because the flights can cost patients $100,000 or more. State regulators this fall pulled the plug on Airlift Northwest's air care program, saying it no longer complied with the law. They also shut down Fairbanks-based Apollo Meditrans for several months after it failed to renew its license. But it's back in business. Ketchikan bartender K.J. Harris was uninsured when he took a $78,000 flight. He tells everybody he can, it's worth $100 or so annual premium.
You got the chance, buy the insurance. It saves you tens of thousands of dollars.
Friends and colleagues helped pay for his flight with community fundraisers. A few years later, he had a second heart attack in medevac. This time, he was insured. The competition and medical changes are important, but for patients such as Harris, it's all about the service.
I mean, you saved my life. I was pretty happy with that.
He still lives in Ketchikan, working the bars and serving on the city council. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.